Welcome to Not Cool, another episode with my today's guest. I've known for a very long time.
Uh-huh.
He has his own podcast here at the Comedy Store Studios called Just Sam with Justin Martindale, which is amazing. You should watch it. I've done one.
You have. I'm going to have you back.
It's such a fun show. And then you also have a special coming out called Gay Bash.
Yeah.
It's good family fun.
It's for a party. It's going to be my birthday. Take it how you want. That's on you.
Take it anyway. But it's going to be so. But you shot this special here at the Comedy Store in the main room.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you don't know where it's going to be released yet, right? Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've got some options. It's still being kind of shopped around, but I think we will be making a decision fairly soon within the next couple weeks for where it will be going.
Where do you want it to be going?
I don't know. I kind of just want it to be. You know, it was fun. I had a great time. It's stuff that I don't do anymore. And like, it's just a very introductory like set. If you don't know me or, you know my style, and it'll probably just end up going on like Moment House and then maybe going to like YouTube. There's also talks about maybe like a platform interested in it, but not like a Netflix or anything like that. This is a great stepping point for next year's special. You know,
you already have another special in the works.
Maybe, okay. But that's the goal, you know.
Okay, I'm just trying to get a 5-minute set that's tight. It's amazing. I always love hearing like who has 17 Whitney. There's comics who have Jim Gaffigan.
I mean, my God,
is on his 780,000.
Eliza. Whenever I bring up Eliza Schlossinger, it's like she has 19 comedy specials out today.
So excited, which were all precursors for her real ones that are coming out in 2024.
Exactly. She's an author, a menu curator, a homeowner. She is a pet detective. She is a botanist. Make some noise for Eliza Schlossinger.
Make some noise.
Yeah. I'm like, get it, girl. Own it.
Well, that's what? Okay. So with Gay Bashing, I have obviously it's not released yet. I think John, producer of Comedy Store Studios, produced it.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
Which is amazing.
And he's mine for my podcast, too. So
I know. But I love that, by the way, the Comedy Store is putting on all of these specials of comedians that should have specials, but haven't yet. Who just shot Greg Fitzsimmons?
Greg Fitzsimmons, right? Didn't he do one?
Just shot Eleanor Kerrigan.
Eleanor did hers?
I don't know. John did Eleanor.
Next month.
Oh, Eleanor's doing hers? Good. Yeah. Sarah Tiana, me, Maz Jobrani. Yeah.
Fahim.
Fahim just got like nominated for something, didn't he? No?
No,
it wasn't nominated. It was like specials to watch or something. And like
he made best specials of 2022. You guys, you and Sarah got specials to watch, like things we're looking forward to.
Yes.
For 2023.
Yeah, I saw that. You're in the LA Times.
Hell yeah, man. New Year's Day. It was a good way to kick off my new year.
Yeah. How'd that feel? Being in a LA publication from a boy from Texas.
Oh, just the news. I love being in the news.
You've been in the news a lot.
It's good to be in the news for not like a mugging or like as a witness to a crime.
Yeah.
Which is what has happened before. I've been on the news for the shooting that happened here at the Comedy Store all those years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was on the news for being mugged walking home from the Comedy Store. So it's nice to be on the news for like, oh, look, something's happening that's good in my life. Not, they took my wallet and then... took my dignity, you know.
I love that you turn into like an 85-year-old Texas grandma that lives in a trailer.
I mean, that's who I identify
as. Took my dignity. You got mugged leaving the Comedy Store?
Yes. It was so embarrassing. And I was like, if you're going to mug me, like just try better because I was at a really low point that day already. And so this guy came up and like just, I was not having it. Like,
hold on, wait. Before, how long ago was this? Because I picture young Justin just starting stand up, just leaving the Comedy Store.
It was like 2010 or 11.
You were like freshly feisty and like bitter almost. Because you just, only because I remember like that time when you just were passed and all that, and you were like bubbling with a little of like, we'll just call it excitement. So yeah. was it around that time?
Yeah, it was like, which could be the name of my next special, Freshly Feisty. Like, that's pretty funny. Yeah, and like we were here, it was like me and Benji Alfalo and like, God, who else was with us? I want to say like Matt Edgar. So it was like the boys. We were all just like hanging out, being dudes. And we were here, like, this place didn't shut down ever. So it'd be, like, open to, like, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just, like, hanging out and, like, smoking weed and drinking beers and whatever. And we were like, all right, well, let's go home. And we all, weirdly enough, lived in the same bubble of West Hollywood. So we all just kind of walked as a group. And then everyone split off. And I just remember Benji being like, are you going to be okay? And I was like, yeah, fine. I'm, like, right down here. And I'm walking home, I'm turning the corner, and this guy, I see him walking towards me, and already I was like, oh, this guy's look up to no good. Pulls out a gun.
Justin.
And I'm already like, really? And he's like, give me your phone. And I'm like, I identified as Cher in Clueless when she gets mugged in her Alaya. And he's like, give me your phone. I'm like, but it's an iPhone 4, like, or whatever it was, you know, and it's cracked.
Yes.
He's like, and give me your wallet. I'm like, are you serious? I said that to this man holding me at gunpoint. Are you for real?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, I have like $8 in my wallet. I was telling, like, I'm like, you don't want to, like, I'm not the one. And he's like, well, you're not going to be alive in a minute if you don't give me your wallet. And so I gave it to him. And then he's like, and I remember saying to him, have fun at Chipotle. Like, I just got to get him with a zinger, you know?
I love. Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to get the best burrito bowl with that $8 in your wallet. And then he starts walking down my street. And I start following him because I lived down the street. I didn't run. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. And he turns around. He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm going home. What do you want me to do? Move? Like, you're in my hood now. And he's like, well, you're not going to live in this neighborhood if you keep following me. And I was like, ugh. So I turned around on my own street and walked the opposite way. And then I cut around into a parking lot. And there was a van and like he got in the van and they drove off. And I was like, ugh. And I remember getting home and sitting at my chair and like getting on Facebook being like, well, I got mugged.
It's like your Dear Diary.
Yeah. Well, it happened, guys. And people are like, oh my God, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm just like annoyed. I don't even know how it got on the news. Like someone, I don't even know. I think somebody saw me and they were like, oh my God, this comedian at the Comedy Store got mugged and like a news van pulled up and they're like, tell us what happened. I'm like, exactly what I said.
Where?
I don't know.
Just out of nowhere?
Yeah, it's like... Yeah. I'm Crystal Mountaintops, and we are here with Justin Martindale, who was just mugged outside of the apartment that he shares with a loud girl from Oregon and her obnoxiously loud yippy-yap dog. Justin, what happened? Yeah, it was that. It was the worst. Annoying. Getting mugged is so annoying.
It is annoying. But
because it just breaks you. And you're like, really? Like, I was targeted?
I love all the extreme eye rolls at this dude with a gun. But can I tell you?
And then can I tell you the backup story on that?
Go in.
So after I filed the police report, because everyone's like, you have to file a police report. And I was like, ugh. People were like, was the gun real? I'm like, I didn't ask.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, is that a real gun? what are we doing? Is this a prop gun?
But you did say, really?
And it was like, I remember it being like February. Like it was like around this time. And some time had gone and they were like, well, we have like a lineup of people. And I remember going into the police department and they were like, well, what did the guy look like? And I was like, well, he was African-American. And they were like, well, like how dark was he? And I was like, are you trying to trap me on Black History Month? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, how dark was he? Like, and I remember saying like, Tyra, is it like Tyra Banks to like a Digimon Hansu? Like how, what is the scale here?
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the lineup and I was like, I'm not doing this. It's like, I don't know. It was 3 o'clock in the morning, like weeks, months ago at this point. I'm not going to be like, it was him. I'm not going to be that person who just ruins somebody. The gun was real. Yeah, I'm not going to be that person. No. No.
Can I say, though, I've also been held at gunpoint.
You have?
I did, yeah. It was, I was at a...
Here?
No, in Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were at a bank, and the bank...
What?
The ATM. But I did the same thing. I've never heard anybody be as blasé about it that I was, because... We were at an ATM, my friend mm-hmm. Claudia and I, and I drove through on her side so she could get money. Does that make, like, I drove on the passenger side, like the ATM was here, I was driving and Claudia was in the passenger seat getting money.
Uh-huh.
Right. And it was not facing the street. So it was all dark and there was no lights. And then, a woman walked up to me with a gun. There's two of them. There's one at my window and one at the back.
Ooh.
Had a gun. And she, to me, she was like, give me your car keys. And I was And I was like, no.
I'm good. No, thank
Justin,
you.
Justin, I really did. I don't know if it's because I was young or just, I don't know. But like, I remember just being like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
And she conversed with me about it. I was like, no, you don't need them. I do. I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, just give them to me. And I was like, no.
You know what? You've already asked twice and it's still the same answer.
Yeah.
I really,
yeah, nothing.
I'm just trying to run my errands and you are being that bitch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she's like, listen, just give me the keys. I promise when I run, I'll throw them.
Now we're promising. Okay, good.
Throw them so you can find them. Just give me the fucking keys. And I was like, okay, but you promised to throw them. I swear to God, I'll never forget.
Negotiating with your terrorist hostage situation.
I did. Here's the thing. I think there were two lesbians.
I would have thrown them immediately. Don't fuck with a Kentucky lesbian.
I think they're from Indiana.
Oh,
that's the
even worse.
Even worse.
Oh, just Midwest.
Even worse.
Lesbian trash.
But I very in my head, it happened so fast. I was like, I think these bitches are Indiana lesbians. And so when she was, because
they're playing at Coachella this year, Indiana lesbians. I heard they're really good.
That's our band. But that's my special, Indiana lesbians.
Gunpoint.
And then I come out and just fucking burn everything on fire with a blowtorch.
Look, what we're going to do, we're going to throw them keys out in the field. For you. We'll let you find them. We will let you find them.
That's why I think she was, because she was so empathetic.
Yeah.
Right? But confident in her throw.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw them. And I was like, okay, but promise me.
Did she throw them?
She did.
Okay.
So what happened, same thing though, like with you with the money, like good luck getting a Chipotle bowl. Like, you know, because Claudia didn't have any money. We were like, you know, 19. Like nobody had any money. And so there was a girl in the back with a gun. And then, so she's like, give me the fucking money. And I'm the spokesperson, right? I'm like, Claudia, do you have any money in there? Because she's just not getting money.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't have any money. There's like 20 bucks. And I was like, oh, we have 20 bucks. You know, like telling her we have like 20 bucks. She's like, well, fucking give it to me.
You're like, look here, set it off. I need you guys to relax.
I did. That's what I felt. I was like, are we good
here?
And so we gave him 20, and then they took off running. And I remember she had sagging like basketball shorts.
Good.
Running with
her your butt crack. Ugh.
No, but she has short bleach blonde hair with brown roots, like shaved hair.
I think
hair.
About like where they are now, like if they're like alive or like, you know, still mugging.
It was the most random thing. And it was one of those, like you were saying, like in the situation, like how would you react? I was shocked at myself that I was that bold to tell them no.
Oh my God.
Twice.
It makes me go, the gun wasn't real.
Yeah.
Because if it was, I'd just, yeah.
Did you see the gun?
Yeah.
Oh, you did see it?
But also, I'm like 6'4". This guy had some balls. Like, maybe I think I was a little skinnier, a lot skinnier.
Yeah.
I was a lot skinnier. So it was I was just like a young, like, you know, Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy? Yes. That was me when I started stand up. Like teenage Groot.
I remember. Yeah. Well, I don't remember.
I was a young, like, I was like a very, like, I was a young, ambitious twink, you know?
Did you ever do stand up in Texas?
No.
Okay. So when did you come out to L.A. then, from Texas?
2006.
Oh, like for, like, was it right after high school, after college?
No, it was after, yeah, it was like a couple years after school. And then, like, I moved out here, then fell into the wrong crowd, then moved away, and then came back after, like, a year or so. And okay. Then I gave it another try. And okay. That's, yeah, and then I started stand-up in 2008.
What made you start doing stand-up?
The recession.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why? Like, what were you doing?
Because I was tired of eating eggs and toast. And I was like, oh, this sucks. Why am I out here?
I love that you went to stand-up for financial security.
I know. I'm like, well, no, nothing else was like, what, restaurants were closed down. The, like, no one was, like, making shows or taking on new clients or anything like that. So I was just like, well, shit, what am I doing out here? And I said, if I don't, like, jump off at some point, then it was a good, like, push, you know, to see what everyone was telling me my whole life. It's like, well, what do I have to lose?
That you were funny. Were people telling you that you were funny?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you first did stand, like, do you remember your first set ever? Like, the first time you got on stage and what you wrote about?
I remember talking about, God, I'm trying to remember. I think I talked about like growing up in Texas and watching Spanish soap operas. I think that's what it was. I think you remember that one. That was fun.
Did you? I feel like you like played out like the Hispanic characters, and
yes.
Then you did their Espanol. Like,
I did
feel
it in
like
Espanol, yeah.
Yep.
Which was the Lord's Prayer in Espanol, which I think is actually my special. I think that was like the first joke I did, and I threw that in there just
in this special.
In this one, yeah.
Oh my God.
Just because I was like, you know what? It's like one of my starters, and so I was like, I might as well start the special with it because it was fun.
Did it get a laugh then? Did it get a laugh this time?
Oh, yeah.
Your special. I want to hear it.
It's just fun. It was just a good one.
So but when you started stand up, were you? Because there's others. People who have feedback on you that you were always good, mm-hmm. right? Like when we're all starting.
Yeah.
So like when you first started, because every comedian has such, you know, hell stories about first starting and bombing and like, you know, so, and I make my first stand up. We talked about it on your podcast where I auditioned at the coffee shop for a fucking bringer show. Yeah. And somebody, with a headshot, I brought in a goddamn headshot.
Which makes sense to me because I think when you said that story, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember like that being a thing back then.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, you want to get on my show? I need a headshot. And you're going to audition in this coffee shop to do 3 minutes of stand up. Yes. For who? Well, just for me.
And all your 28 friends.
Which I'm like, mental illness was a real thing then. Like, we were like, oh, this is legit. This is somebody who knows the business.
No, I know that. I was sweating at that audition.
Yeah.
Sweating.
Yeah.
I was
You're
like, what am I going to
be good? Like, oh.
Yeah.
Just one of these headshots cost like $30, you know?
Oh, my God.
Was it a black and white or a color?
No, I was just, as soon as you said that, I started visualizing my first headshot. Oh, well, one, I definitely had this one. which was in a black turtleneck and a blazer, which I wore for one of these podcasts. But it was
no hell worse than a comic's headshots. You know how they do those like videos of like hairstyles in the different generations?
Yes.
They need to do that with like comics headshots. Like I feel like the 80s was like the 90s was the early 2000s. It was always like the microphone, like
yeah,
like
quirky.
Holding the cord and like, oh, not this again. And then like later 2000s, it was kind of like we're getting into like model territory.
Yeah, you're gonna be.
And now in the 20s, everyone's like,
you know, shit with a Patreon channel. Go fuck themselves. Yeah, yeah.
I'm a stand-up comic.
Chisel, chisel, chisel.
You're like, what are you doing? Are you a model or a comic?
I can't take it. I need to check out.
Yeah, I know.
I really do.
Give it like a couple years to where it's just a naked foot on a headshot. And you're like, oh, I love your work. You're so funny.
With a barcode where you can pay
a QR code on a naked foot and be like, I can laugh to this and masturbate. Perfect. I love multitasking.
I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted by all of it. I'm not kidding. I literally have a headshot because at the time, I think my, you know, agent or manager, with fuck, who's long gone now, but was like, think quirky, zany. Like they
zany,
use the word.
The worst word. Zany. I hate it. I hate zany.
Find like a tropical shirt, maybe, like a button down. And I was like, okay. Yeah. That meant quirky with like black brim glasses.
Oh, it means you're a tour guide on the Jungle Cruise.
I was just, like it's like the Trader Joe's shirt, but like pop the collar and put glasses on for the nerdy, but then take them off for your zany and do something like this.
I think I remember some of your zany headshots. I think there was one where, did you wear a wig in one?
I've done.
Like a red wig?
So many. I actually went. Yes, I've gone. Yes, Justin, the amount of shit I have done in this city, it is unbelievable. Mm. Like if you I'm not alone. I know you have. I mean, like if you all the things that people told me, like you need to do this and then this, you'll get this result.
Yeah.
Like how many things and agents and photos, like, and I remember I got so fed up because I was like, I'm a fucking artist. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was like, I'm not zany. And so I didn't want to wear a fucking floral shirt. Not, no offense to your shirt. Like
these are carnations.
Yeah.
This is a floral, just like a Valentine's Day, like. Miley Cyrus, I can buy myself flowers, but people buy them for me anyways.
Am I right? Yeah, no. So no offense.
Uh-huh.
But I remember I had a manager and I was like, fuck this. And so I had my cousin Luke, my gay cousin Luke, and we were in like New York somewhere. And I was like, let's take photos. And I was sweaty and I was dirty and I had acne. And I was on a hammock and I was like, take him. And so, and then I brought that back to my agent at the time. And she was like, what are you doing? I was like, it's my headshot now. And she's like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to, you know, make me, you know, explain that you're attractive to these people. This is awful. What are you doing? And I was like, it's art. I'm an artist. And so, and that lasted 2 minutes and then she threw it out. And then I paid $600 for a photo shoot. But I did try my own way and it's not, I had all these ideas cause I was so like, I never, wanted to do that. So I would think of jokes of like, you know, having a picture, but then like having a gunshot, like on my forehead and then I'd be like, this is my headshot.
This brings you right back to the bank, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. But trying, you know what I mean? Just trying to add some edge. Like I always hated that, but it's the, you have to play the, I think it's the game. You just got to do it.
But also, you couldn't do that now.
Which part?
With the gun violence in this country.
No,
you can have a headshot with the red dot on your head. Like, I'm Sarah. Book me.
It was 2006. What do you want me to do?
It's a different time.
It's a totally.
It was hilarious back then.
That's what I mean. It was raw.
God. Now it's like, she in a church? Oh God, where is she? What location is this one at?
Like, it's gone way too sensitive.
I know. Now you're like, oh God, was she at a Texas mall? Where is she? Oh God. Should I put out thoughts and prayers now? Oh, it's a headshot? Okay, good. Oh, had me fooled. Like, God. Thoughts so and- weird.
It is weird. I know. I'm just trying to, do you remember your, what was your first headshot? Now that I think about it.
I don't know. It's somewhere out there. Actually, I think my mom sent it to me. Oh, it's like, I mean, I'm like a black shirt, black and white. And I actually have a really funny story. So I used to do like, you know, those like, do you remember like, they were like model scouts? Do you remember like model scouts would like come up to you in the mall and be like, hey, I might work for Abercrombie and Fitch and I think you should model. Here's my card. Give me a call. And you'd be like, oh my God, I got scouted at the mall. And you were like the shit for like a couple hours. All your friends hated you. I got scouted at the mall multiple times. And I got asked to go to this like mall or like a model workshop in Dallas at the time. Mm. So I remember my family and we all packed up the van because Justin's going to be a model. And we, my sister and my brothers all did it as well.
Yeah.
So you did this thing where you like walk the runway and you like pose and pose. I was like 17, 18 years old at the time, 23 now. And afterwards you sit down and I had to listen to my, you'd get a callback. So there was like all these like modeling agencies there watching and you'd get a callback and however many callbacks you would get, they'd be like, and here's number so-and-so with 10 callbacks, which was awesome, right? And so I remember like my listening to my siblings just get shot down. Like my little brothers were just like, no callbacks. My sister got nothing. And then they're like, here's number so-and-so with 12 callbacks. And I was just like, maybe he's born with it. And I remember going to this one. I remember going to like Wilhelmina, Elite. Abercrombie was like one of them and they were like, and just looking at these people and thinking about it now, I was like, oh, what a fucking scam this was. I had a girl named Tandy and I'll never forget this bitch. I hope she listens to this. She worked for Champagne Trot. Bitch. She had pink hair.
Champagne Trot. Was Champagne Trot a modeling
agency? I don't know, but it was here in Beverly Hills and her name was Tandy. And she was like, oh, yes, next time you come to L.A., please come by my office, Champagne Trot. That's T-R-O-T-T. I don't even know if it's a real thing or not. And I was like, oh, yeah. So we went home and I was like, I felt a connection with Tandy. So we come to California the next summer or something. And I was like, she said we could walk in there and like she would like meet with us. So we walk into Champagne Trot unannounced. Like, Tandy. It's your boy, Justin, you know. And the receptionist is like, she's not here today. And I'm like, okay, she's here. She told me to come by when I was in town. And I'm in town. So convenient, right? Tandy is not here. Tandy's fucking here. Right, Mom? Right. I look over and her office door is open. And she's sitting in there with her fucking pink hair on the phone or pretending to be on the phone. And I'm like, Tandy! Tandy. And she's like, totally ignores me. And so we walked out and I was like, this fucking bitch. To this day, look what you missed out on. Look what you missed out on.
Wait a minute though. Wait a fucking minute. But Tandy, was it a real modeling agency? And she just turned her head?
LA, man. She was trying to ghost me, like, ah, this kid's never going to come back to L.A. and try to get in touch with me. Some of us have drive, Tandy.
It reminds me of the
pet. My mom was pissed.
I bet.
Oh, she was like, and we were in Beverly Hills and we were like living it up. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to be like this like model, whatever. Fucking handy.
Why do we all have to be models in a mall at one point in our lives?
It's a really good rite of passage. It's a really good rite of passage, you know? It's like a it's like a love song or a breakup song, you know? You just have that connection with the mall. I think, yeah.
I don't hear kids out here being in runway shows at malls. I was in a runway show at a competition.
Were you?
Yes.
Okay.
At Oxmoor Center.
What were you modeling?
Bathing suits.
Bathing suits in the mall?
Can I?
Oh, God.
Wait.
How old?
I can't. It was high school, so probably like 16, 17. Listen, no, I'm telling you, I cannot believe. I can't believe.
Just came to the mall with my wife. And, oh, got this 16-year-old up in a bathing suit. This little Kentucky Lolita strutting her stuff.
I wasn't though. Like, I think it was a competition. It was a competition.
Oh.
It was a modeling competition. And oh man, that like the spokesperson for Louisville, like it was like her name was like Corny Adams or something. I don't know what it was, but
Corny Adams?
She was a short blonde lady, and she
Orny Adams, Southern sister.
I just gave her that name because I couldn't think of her name. Anyway, she was like, you know how in a town, maybe you didn't, but like, or you did, but we had like one spokesperson for our town.
And like
she
the host of the town?
Yes. So she was.
They might have been the radio host of the one channel,
anything.
And then they did everything.
Yes. Yeah. So it was her, and it was for Cosmo. Mm-hmm. Cosmo Modeling Agency. And because I remember I wanted to like be a model, but I'm not. But at the time I was like, yeah, sure. And so they had a competition to see who was going to get signed with Cosmo.
Oh.
The same thing of like auditioning
for a
bringer.
Was it Cosmo or Cosmopolitan?
Cosmo.
It's like, yeah.
That's the thing. I don't know if it was an offshoot.
Yeah.
Or like
a beverage company. Just it had the name in it.
I mean, it's a modeling agency in Louisville, Kentucky. There's two or one, like either, you know, there's not a lot. And so it was a competition to get signed with them. And there was like, it's the same thing. Guess what? There's a fee. So somebody's making money.
You have to pay to
play. You have to pay.
Yeah.
And there was like 50 of us, right?
Yeah.
And I remember it was very clear who was going to win. She was like 6'4" and 80 pounds, and like she was gorgeous, and you're like, oh fuck. And but we had the swimsuit part, right? We had like the dress part and then the swimsuit part, and I was of an athletic build, and so I remember she would walk and she's like, for you, wear a sarong. For you. And I had to wear a sarong. It was like an old lady one piece.
Yeah,
like,
who puts a 16-year-old in a sarong?
I did.
Yeah.
With like a
nude. Were you in a Disney live action film for Hercules? What's going on?
It was like a nude pantyhose, like a black short heel shoe.
Oh, fuck.
I did my own hair, which was like sunning.
Was there music in the background? What was the song?
Like hip hop. I don't remember,
hip-hop.
But it's like hip hop in a mall with all white people. And it was not good. I didn't even place. But I remember after packing up, my mom was really upset.
Didn't even place. What was school like the next day?
I didn't even come.
We saw you at the mall.
Well, it's crazy because we did all of our own makeup. We did our own hair. And if you remember, that was on Accutane at that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really dry.
Mm-hmm.
And I just put blue.
The things we did
like
in high school.
Wet and wild, hot pink lip.
Oh, God.
I mean, like a compact, you know, dusting, mm-hmm. which was really mad. Mm-hmm. And the wrong color, and I did. So my mom was so upset I didn't win, and so we went to Cinnabon afterwards. But it was like, it's so funny, like you don't think about those.
Oh,
it's insane.
There was a time when like we did like community outreach as a school, and we dressed up as mimes, and we went to an old folks home. And they all got so scared because they thought we were the angels of death coming for them. We were in all black, like shirt and pants. And we had like painted white faces with like expressions. And they thought we were the fuck. Do you remember in The Omen? Or was it The Exorcist with that scary face just gets flashed? They thought we were that.
I think it's
The Exorcist.
Okay.
Where it's like that scary face that just pops up. And they thought, and I remember this woman being like, no, I'm not ready. And we were like. And I didn't put it together. Until like later on in life, she's just like, please, no, I'm not ready. And we were just like, you know, sixth graders just dressed like Parisian clowns at an old folks home.
I'm like, did you guys do that for school?
Yeah.
Just for as far as like going to a shut-ins, we used to call them shut-ins at our school, where we would write letters to shut-ins. It was to convalescent homes, basically, but they called them shut-ins.
Yeah, no, this was called mime troop. That was it. Mime troop.
I can't. Was it a drama club?
Ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were like, oh, this is how you... But we took it so seriously because the teacher would be like, this is what you do. And I'm like, oh, I'm really good at this. I can mime. Not good in street fights or getting mugged. I wish I could have used those techniques.
You just did.
Back in 2000.
Put your hands up.
Give me your wallet.
If you're not watching this
podcast,
yeah, and
podcast, then he's like, boom, bullet to the head, guns real, bitch.
And I'm like, can I have that headshot? And I take a picture.
Yeah, and then we just do a drone fade out of just this dead mime in the street.
Coming soon, Justin Martin.
Playing Molecule. I want to wait, or whatever. For the last to be over.
Listen, oh my God. All right, I'm going to ask you questions that some of your fans have asked.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm like, wait, what?
People ask questions? Okay, yeah, I mean, cool. I don't do all, I just pick a few and then we go with that.
Right. Oh, I like this.
So this one is from @happygirlcrew. And this says, what was it like for you coming up? Was there a struggle or no struggle? You might kind of mention that.
Coming up where? Like in comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always a struggle. Mm. So if you're not struggling, then you're not doing it right, I feel.
Yeah.
I mean, for sure. I mean, you were here when I started.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was just very like new and fun and fresh. And you're like meeting people. And then all of a sudden it's like, I remember when I got past here and it was like, okay, put in your avails. And I was like, this is my job now? Mm-hmm. Like in a weird way it was kind of like a hobby, and then it was like, no, you got passed as a paid regular, and I was like, yeah, but I don't want this. It's like, you know, I mean, I wanted it, but it wasn't like I didn't know that this was like my job now, like I have to do this. It used to be just once a month and it was fun.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh God. And then, you know, you're dealing with, you know, guys who have been doing it for years, girls who've been doing it for years, and you're just kind of thrown in the mix of just like, who are you? What have you done? You know, and I still get that. There's still comics to this day. Like I had one last night who just looked at me and was like, are you next? And I'm like, good to see you. Hello. You know, and it's just always kind of playing the game, but it's always a struggle, I feel, but a good struggle.
Yeah,
like I've learned how to flip the struggle
to make it fun again.
Yeah, because if you're just like constantly struggling and you don't want to do it, then, you know, give up. I mean,
yeah, no, it blows.
What else are you supposed to say?
Yeah. Did you ever bomb really bad here at the Comedy Store? If you've never bombed, I'm going to...
I have bombed, but like... I feel like I've bombed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always weird because I feel like I've just... Like, eating shit on stage. But then, like, I'll feel like I've done really bad, and then someone will be like, hey, man, great job. And I'm like, do you have eyes? That was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but, like, where the bomb is, it's like, I guess maybe you haven't then. Because, like, it's...
No, I know I have. I mean, if I can play it off, then that's great. But I know personally that I've definitely left this place being like, God damn it, what the fuck am I doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and I've definitely bombed elsewhere. Yeah, I remember being, like, shit-faced on stage once and just, like... Like back in the day when I was like, yeah, I can totally have shots all day and just go do a show. Yes, I remember there was a party here once, not here, but like a Memorial Day party or like a Veterans Day. What's a holiday? Memorial Day?
Memorial Day is a holiday, okay. Yeah.
You know, like one of those days off. And there was like a barbecue or whatever. And like David Taylor had a whole bunch of people over and everyone's just getting like shit faced. It was like the first time I got assaulted by Andy Dick. Ah, memories. And I remember we all left and we were like, okay, we all have spots now. And I showed up on stage in my shorts.
Yeah, you did.
Shorts.
Mm-hmm. Like short shorts? Like shorty
Not
shorts?
Not short shorts, just but like shorts. Still shorts. You don't wear shorts on stage. And Sarah Tiana was just like, if you ever wear shorts again, I swear to God. But it wasn't just that. I also had a bathing suit under those shorts.
Yep.
And I remember being so shit-faced that I was like, full on like Anna Nicole Smith impression. I was like, you wanna see my bathing suit? Like, what is this fen up here? Just taking off my shorts and Tommy working in the like booth at the time. He was like, Justin, keep your shorts on. I was like, God, who was she?
Was that in the OR or in the main room? Because I can see Tommy in the back.
That was in the OR.
In his booth.
Justin, no, keep your shorts on. Like, what the fuck? God, a mess.
Do they ever tape any of those shows?
They need to.
Oh my God. All right, here we go. Oh, this one's a really short one. This is less of a question, more of a @_T71 said, why are you so cute?
Said what?
Why are you so cute?
Why am I so cute?
Yeah. Oh. Can you answer that?
Why am I so cute? I don't know. I'm just a real person. I have good people around me and it keeps me young.
Okay, there you go. I know I don't even know why I pulled that question.
That's
but it was
fine.
Really cute.
I'll thank you for thinking I'm cute.
A lot of people think you're really cute. Chisel, face pull, punch. I'll
get my Madonna filler later.
Okay, we need to talk about that.
We can.
All right, really quickly. Yeah. Well, because that's your show. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's your jam is talking about pop culture and like Madonna. Yeah. And we heard about it through the Grammys and she had a response to it, which I was all about.
Yeah. I talked about it last night on stage, and we could talk about it after this. Yeah.
Okay. This is one from @JenRosenstein.
Okay.
Do you know her?
I've heard of her.
Okay. It says, if you could be Britney Spears, from what era would it be and why? Because you would make a really good mentally ill Britney 2023.
Well, we all can.
Can't
we? We've had 2 years to spiral, you know, because of COVID. But that's... Ooh, that is a good question. I would say if I could be a Britney Spears, what era would I be? It definitely would probably be... It would probably be pre-2007, Shave the Head.
Ooh, okay.
But Blackout is her best album, hands down, period. Because it's so good. But I would probably say like probably like I'm a Slave for You, just like, it's hard. Or You Drive Me Crazy would be a good one, where she's like working in the diner with Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh, Melissa Joan Hart.
Mm-hmm. Or,
I mean, I feel like you could be all, you're going through every era almost.
I love Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman, where she's just like in a crop top on the mountains of Utah. That was a good one too. Yeah. Probably pre-2007. But not Hit Me Baby. Not I don't want to be in grade school.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that you do talk about on stage, which I've heard. You and I have talked about it because we're both, I mean, I'm not as up to date and like obsessed with Britney Spears as
I'm not either.
Any, but you were, right? And you unfollowed her?
Like it's like if you were like a gay kid in the 90s and 2000s, yeah. Yeah, of course. And that's what I'm talking about now is just like getting older. You're just like, what the hell is happening with our pop stars?
Pop star, meaning pop stars and from our generation,
yeah,
meaning
yeah.
like Madonna, like Britney
Madonna
Spears.
And Britney, and like, you know, even like the newer ones like Demi Lovato for some. I mean, you know, you're just getting, they're just kind of just becoming like, I don't know. It's weird. I'm having a hard time.
Well, but when did you get in? Because that's like your thing is pop culture. Mm. Like, when did you become. Like, when did it become, like, that was your gold? Like, that was what we were going to talk about?
I just loved it. Like, when I was in high school, I would get, like, Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah.
And it was just like, here's, like, the trend watch. Here's, like, the movies that are coming out. Here's, like, the fall lineup for the shows. Like, and I just got, like, really involved with it. And I loved how, like, fun and, you know, quirky and shady and funny it was, you know? And so I was just like, oh yeah, I could totally, you know, they would like rate shows and I would like agree or disagree with them. I'd be like, oh yeah, no, that was that bombed, or like that was okay. And I liked that it was like you could have an opinion on stuff. And now it's like you can't have an opinion on anything.
Even
or if you have an opinion on something, it's the wrong opinion. Or, you know, especially like being in the gay community, it's very like we all have to be on the same page for some reason. But it's so funny because like RuPaul's Drag Race, this actually came out today. This season has been such a flop because they like edited it to shit to, you know, put in the new show, The Real Friends of WeHo, which Brad is on. Which I'm very excited for him, but it pissed off everybody because they're like, we want our 90 minutes back. We want it back. And then today they were like, okay, we're giving you guys your 90 minutes. And so guess what's trending on Twitter?
What's trending on Twitter?
Bullying works.
What?
Because now that, you know, enough people made a stink about RuPaul's Drag Race being what it used to be, now they're like, now we got what we want. Bullying works. And I'm like, oh, okay. Now we're glorifying bullying because we got what we wanted. Got it.
Which was RuPaul's Drag Race 90 minute back.
Yeah. So if you bully something and want your way, bullying works. But if you bully someone into getting your way, then that's bad. Great. So you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. If you have an opinion on something that, you know, I mean, that's the thing. It's like one of my bits right now is like the unraveling of Britney Spears and how it's sad to watch. And you're just kind of like, what's going on? Do we know the details? No, we don't. It's a good bit.
It's so funny.
But it is concern. And that part of the concern for me was like going through the comments and everyone's like, yes, queen, work, mama. She is slaying. Best mother ever. She is serving Luke's. Yes, queen. Gah, 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 gah. And I'm like, this woman has on 5-day-old mascara spinning around in her kitchen with her beef jerky flopping out with a heart emoji over it. Mother of two.
Her beef jerky.
And I'm like, if this was my mother, I'd be like, put the phone away. Like, it's just strange to me, you know? And like, especially since everyone has an opinion on fashion and pop culture and this and that and that. And the minute you make the slightest, like, opinion on something, you know, everyone was talking about Madonna at the Grammys.
Grammys, yeah.
And they're like, her manager requested that there were no cameras up close.
And I didn't know that, but yeah.
So they had her like panned away and she was like, Do you want to be provocative? Are you ready to be dangerous? Do you want to be scandalous? Like, lady, come on. We get it. Have you seen my foot shot with my QR code? That's, yeah.
That's where we're
That's
going.
Where we're at. Okay. You don't need to be like, you want to get everyone riled up?
And then a bat flies out.
Nana, stop it. And it's weird, and I get it. And you know, everyone's going off after her face and saying like, whoa, it's too much. And some people are saying like, this is just her trying to reinvent herself. And then the fillers are going to set and she'll be fine.
I haven't heard the fillers are going to set. I'm done.
They're
all
like,
right.
The fillers are going to set. This is just like her being like, oh, look how scary. But I sent a picture of Pete Burns. Do you remember Pete Burns?
I don't. I know.
They sang, you spin me
round. Run around, baby, run around. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I sent it to a friend. They were like, oh my God, what happened to Madonna? I'm like, that's Pete Burns. And I started to think about, well, like, maybe this is what people are doing. I mean, you always think about BBLs. You know, you have the Kardashians who are plucking and nipping and tucking and taking fat and putting it here and this, and, you know. Mm-hmm. But yet they're like, I've never done anything. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Got it. And people are like, leave her alone. This is what she wants to do. And I'm like, I'm allowed to be concerned and confused. People nowadays are getting their eyeballs tattooed. Their tongues are being forked. They want to identify as a lizard.
Yep.
If I'm out in public and I see a lizard person walking up to me, I'm going to gasp. I'll be like, you know, and they're like, why would you do that? I'll tell you why. You are terrifying. In the 90s, people got their hair cut to look like Rachel, right? And they called it the Rachel.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking at Madonna. I'm like, what did she get done? The everything, everywhere, all at once? Is that what we're doing? Are we just going up to a nearby murder hornet nest and sticking our face in it?
Ew.
I know.
That's a good idea.
I actually thought about that.
I was like, actually, it's super organic.
Yeah. It's the Irwana facelift. Yeah. It really is. Just like, I just want like a little... I want like a colony to sting my yeah. bottom lip.
As long as they're local.
Yeah. Can you find the queen and just have her sit right here? Just with this pulled back.
On a leash. So
I just
can,
want like a nice
you.
Colon pull. To just kind of snatch everything back. And then we'll just get it all back in the back of my ass and we'll close pin it off.
I don't know why I just pictured you in a fetal position in your own anal cavity. Like,
what day is it?
Yep. Okay. So what we're going to do, I don't know how we are on time. Nobody said anything, but okay. So we're going to do our no look drawing right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Cause I know you could talk for 2 weeks on pop culture and you should watch Justin's Just Saying with uh-huh. Justin Martindale podcast. Yeah. If you want to see all of that and hear all of that, because it's such a good podcast.
It's fun. I have a good time.
Okay, so while we do this, and I already explained what we're going to do. So uh-huh. I always ask my guest, what is the most not cool thing about Justin Martindale?
Oh, God. Oh, everything. I mean, no. What's the most not cool thing about me?
I'm going to draw your side profile.
Wait, what would you say?
What I'm drawing your side profile while you answer
Oh.
me.
What is the most not cool thing about me? I'll tell you what.
Tell me.
I think honestly, like, I used to think, like, back in the day, like, I could dance. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I could dance. Like, I could, like, jam out.
Okay.
And I draw you, right?
Yeah.
And
it's really hard for people to focus and concentrate, yeah. but it's okay. Keep
can
going.
I look? I
yeah,
look.
Go for it. It okay. doesn't matter. I didn't look, but it's but if you want to look, you
it's
can.
My I mean, if you want to, however you identify.
It's already looking not great, so go ahead. Yeah. So you thought you could dance.
I thought I could
real.
Dance.
Yeah.
And then as I got older, I started becoming friends with actual dancers.
Sure thing, yeah.
And I realized that should not be a thing. And now I'm at that point now in my life where I'm like, I can't do this.
Did
and
you
like a song will come on and I'll be like I do the like the bare minimum. Like I'll just do like a dad shimmy.
Mm-hmm. But were you like full on hip hop, choreographed
no.
dance?
No. But
no.
I wanted to be.
You did want to. Did you ever take lessons?
No. I'm saying like if there like a song came on, I'd be like, you know, pop like and pop and lock it and just like. But now I'm like, Dad, stop, you know, and it's fine.
It was Did you ever wear knee pads?
I had a good run.
Yeah.
But I can't. I wish I could dance. I wish I could dance.
Like, but when you go out to the club, like now, when you go out dancing, do you, I mean, do you go on the dance floor and do you
no,
do what? You don't?
I know my place.
You don't dance?
I dance, but like I'll dance in the corner. And I'm fine with that. I'm totally, do you dance? Do you yes. go to clubs?
I mean, I don't really go to clubs.
Exactly. Who's going to clubs anymore? You, if you want to get social anxiety, go to a club.
Okay.
There's like pyrotechnics now. There's like, it's a lot.
Listen, there's no way. Like, there's no fucking way I could go to a club now because people are too close. I'm like, oh my God. Oh, nope.
There's fireworks for like...
We used to go to West Hollywood all the time and go dancing.
We did?
But like, I don't know why I said we. But yeah, we would go and there'd be like, you know, to West Hollywood and there were dancers and I would dance. And like, but it's interesting. Now the kind of dancing I do is like at weddings. You know what I mean? On like cruise ships or something like that. And you end up finding that you start dancing.
Like the people.
Like the people.
That's the harsh reality.
Where you're like.
And owning it. Like, there's nothing worse than, like, you see somebody, like in our age group, and they're just, like, making, like, stank face. And you're like, what are you doing? Oh, yeah. You're letting us have it. Careful. Don't pull a hip. You know? Like, what are you doing? Just be cool.
Be cool. You have a boyfriend, right? You're dating.
I have friends like that who I'll like go out dancing with and they'll do that. They're like, like, you look insane. What are you doing?
But I'm telling you, there is one thing with dancing out in the public that I am in full support. Like, if you are giving 100% and then some, sweating, but like really committing to it, I am all fucking in for
that's
you.
How I used to be.
And like, you're not, wait, you used to dance like that or you used to be like that in support of people dancing like that?
No, I would just be like 5, 6, 7, 8, and now it's like they're death dropping and like shizblamming and splits. Yeah. And like, I don't want to be, I saw like a video like not too long ago of this like woman on the news. Is this bad?
Yeah, do you want to show? Yeah, I did finish. It looks like a
oh. Wow.
I don't know. No, it has nothing to do with your hair. Your hair looks really good.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying this, I mean, Justin. Meanwhile, this Taylor Swift cover album, like, look at this.
It's actually, it's really, really, that's going to be my headshot.
Yeah. And you know what? This is actually pretty good for, like, I only did the eyes and the hair that I looked at.
No, I really like it. I really. Do you sing? Do you sing?
I have carried a tune.
You can sing.
I can. Yeah.
Okay.
But I haven't.
Thanks for partaking in my art project. I appreciate.
I had like singing abuse. Like there was like a musical that I had never done musicals before, and I had this like asshole kid who was just like, "You sing like shit," and it really like fucked with my head, and I never auditioned or anything for a musical ever again. But I'll sing like good love songs, like, and ballads and like stuff like that in my apartment or in my car.
Yeah.
And I love Valentine's Day because that makes me like really appreciate good love songs.
Yeah. It's amazing that it's like, I when kids say something to you, how long it sticks with you.
Oh yeah. Like, I've had people be like, oh my God, you have like a good singing voice. It's not great. It's not like I'm going to be like, oh no, you know, I'm not going to do that. But I can like, if somebody was like, okay, here's the pitch, you're going to sing this, like you could do it. But like, I'm really upset that I've never been in like a musical or like a, I could do karaoke, obviously, but.
Would you be in a musical? I could see that.
I could do a musical. I'd like to be in a musical.
Of all musicals, which one would you want to be in?
Oh my God, the neighbors are here. Hide the drugs and the fentanyl. Like, it'd be like that, you know? Be like, yeah.
By the way, just speaking of really quick, and we'll end because I know you have to go and do your life.
What?
But did you see Alanis Morissette's musical?
Jagged Little Pill? No, was it weird? I heard it wasn't good.
It was not great.
It's not great.
It's not great. I was actually, I love musicals. That's why I was like, oh, I wonder
and
what
And that's one of my favorite albums of all time.
Such a good album. It made her a shit ton of money. Because I actually went and listened to it. Because that was definitely, like, I could say my time.
Yeah.
But it's weird because it tried to fit, like, the story into, obviously, the songs on her album.
Like a family. Wasn't it like a family? You've already won me over, had all the feet. You're like, what?
That, well, it was it's super, super, super woke. Like, it's a very woke, like, their daughter is a lesbian.
Yes.
But, and then, which was,
wait,
you
but?
But.
Uh-huh.
Cheats on her girlfriend for a dude, but they'd never really touch upon that. But the best was when she told her girlfriend that she cheated on her, and then the butch girlfriend, like, went fucking crazy. And sang the, what's this,
You Oughta Know.
You Oughta Know. And her her performance was so over the top lesbian that I was like, calm down. Like, in my seat.
Well,
I'm
they
like,
made her a lesbian because she says, and every time I scratch my nails on someone else's back.
I hope you feel it. And she went on her knees and was like, you know, classic lesbian.
Oh, yeah. Indiana, it's like the number one song, like still to this day.
Like, I drove my little Nissan smoking my cigarette. Yeah, I would smoke a GPC cigarettes, generic price cigarettes. That's
but
what it stood for.
Was the secret song on there? Because that's my favorite.
Which one's that?
You don't know about the secret song on Jagged Little Pill?
Say, sing it.
It's at the very end. It's like, I went to your house. I walked up the stairs. I opened your door.
I know
with that ringing the bell. That one.
I know that song.
And it's like she's like in this guy's house and she's like going through his shit. And then she says, she opens a drawer and she finds a note from like the girl he's dating now. She's like, I shouldn't be here without permission. I shouldn't be here. Would you forgive me, love, if I danced in your shower? Do you not know this song?
I know this song. Yeah. I do know this song, but it's...
If I laid in your bed.
See, I was singing along with you.
Such a sad song. Would you forgive me, love, if I cried all the afternoon?
No. See?
That and title, Fiona Apple's album, I've just re-listened to.
Don't even get me started on the Fiona Mazzy Star. If you want to, like,
Star.
It's interesting that the 90s are back, right? Because I'm like, if you're going
to.
That's what I'm being told.
I like songs.
But 90s songs are back.
I want 90s song ballads back. I want more emotional songs. I'm kind of over this whole, like, poppy, like, going to the club, getting drinks. Like, it's like, okay, we get it. But like, I miss like a
story.
Like I mentioned Toni Braxton earlier, Unbreak My Heart. You know, like being a kid, being in like fifth grade and just like singing Mazzy Star. Fade into you. Yes. Or like Cranberries and like,
DJ
Harvey, like what I'm trying to think of, like Tori Amos.
Torn Anus. Do you remember that when she was
Tori Amos?
Torn Anus.
That's a good drag queen.
Torn Anus?
Torn Anus.
Oh, yeah.
Tori Anus.
Yeah, that's what we called her back in the day when we listened to Tori, because she was so damaged and so... I can't think of the word, but like it was a decision that you made as a teenager where you're like, I'm going to go in my room. I'm going to put my cassette tape of Tori Amos on and I'm going to fucking cry.
It was the best.
And I'm going to get on my Swatch phone and make prank calls and then call my boyfriend and then talk, you know.
We didn't have phones. So it was like, we got to like feel it.
Yeah.
Kids now, if they want to cry, they go online.
Yeah.
Ugh, amateurs.
And make a fucking video of it.
This is how sad I am. I didn't get what I wanted. I'm going to cry about it. Like, own it.
Yeah.
Make something of yourself.
Well, listen,
You listen.
I thank you for coming on my podcast.
I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
I love you so much. And you know that I've learned since day one. I just think you're so talented and authentic and lovely, and you just do your thing. And so if people want to find you, like, what's coming up next for you? And if people want to find you, where do they find you?
I mean, I will be around. I have my special coming out hopefully next month. And then follow me on Instagram. I've got like tour dates coming up. And yeah, I put everything up there. So, and then listen to my podcast, which is fantastic. I love it. And yeah. I'd love to have you back on.
I would love to come back on. And you're doing pod, but you also guest on podcasts. Like, I don't know if you're allowed to say it, but like Juicy Scoop and you guys
tour. Oh,
yeah.
I'm a regular in Juicy Scoop. Like, I do all the things.
Yeah.
Which is, and Heather McDonald is just so fun and wonderful and like amazing. So,
has it been a blast doing live podcast shows? Like, because I said you guys were in Vegas and.
Yeah.
I mean.
Now we're doing the live shows, you know? So maybe you'll do a Not Cool live
someday.
I mean, that's like the next thing.
Yeah,
I've been thinking about doing mine live, and we'll see. But I mean, yeah, we don't know.
Yes, we do. Where would you? Okay, where would you do it if you did a live show here?
If I did a live show in LA,
yeah,
I would probably do it at the Bourbon Room.
Okay,
Bourbon Room's fun. It's big. It's like a dinner theater.
I was thinking the World Turn.
They like order food and drinks and stuff. I mean, at the Comedy Store.
I'm like the Staples Center.
I would do it up in the Belly Room for sure.
Yeah.
I'd probably start it up in the Belly Room and see how it works. But like if I wanted to do like a bigger venue. Like,
yeah. Do it.
Yeah. We'll see.
All right. Well, go check out Justin Martineau on Just Saying and everything that he does stand-up wise, on Juicy Scoop wise, all the projects you have coming up.
I might as well get in drag.
Can you do drag? Will you do drag?
Oh, no.
No. Okay. All right.
Oh, fuck. You know, No. Doesn't matter.
What? What do you want to say?
Like, if I did drag, I would look like Rene Russo. Like, you know what I mean?
That's not bad.
But I mean, I know, but there's already a Rene Russo. Like, I love Rene Russo. Or like a Martha Plimpton.
Yeah.
And that's, I feel like they're already like doing it. I don't want to be that person. But I was on a boat. I was on the ferry from Catalina Island, and then I had...
Recently, right?
Huh?
Was that recently?
Yeah, this past weekend.
Yeah.
And there was a woman on the boat, and I was like, is that Rene Russo? And Evan and I, my boyfriend, we were playing that game, is this Rene Russo? Of course, I had to Google Rene Russo for Evan, because he was like, I was 3 when she came out. And so I looked at her, and I was like, that could be her. She was like skinny enough, and enough. And it wasn't her.
Oh, boo.
But I was very excited that I played the game, is this Rene Russo, on a ferry from Catalina Island to Long Beach. Not many people get to play it.
They don't, but in LA it's hard not to.
Yeah.
Because everybody's skinny enough.
I do love that game though, where you're like, are you? Like, I went to Pavilions yesterday and my friend was with me and she was like, go by the deli section. I think there's 2 celebrities there. And I go over there and I was like, no. I don't think so, but could be.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, they have an OnlyFeed account. Yeah, they're hot. They're hot on OnlyFeed.
I remember I saw Faye Dunaway at a Whole Foods at the deli section. She had a big black brimmed hat, all black.
Everyone black has a Faye sunglasses. Dunaway story.
Really?
Everyone has a Faye Dunaway story in this town.
God, it was probably like 15 years ago at least.
Oh, yeah, where she just yells at somebody.
Yeah, at the counter.
Like, she's in a movie theater or something. It's either that or Sally Kirkland. Like Sally Kirkland, I have a Sally Kirkland story. You know Sally Kirkland?
I don't.
She won. She was in she was an Academy Award nominated actress.
Yeah.
For the movie Anna, and she lost to Cher for Moonstruck. And she like campaigned and then like, yeah. And now she like lives in West Hollywood. And every now and then I'll see her. I actually did a movie with her called The Wishmakers of West Hollywood. You can check it out on Don't Know Where.
Okay.
But it was.
I love that all of your references are like, not sure. I'm not sure where it is.
It was one of my, oh, I shot that movie in 3 days. It was like, it's somewhere. It's in the vault. It will come back and haunt the fuck out of me one day. It already does. It's already in the back where someone's like, oh, I found this DVD. I'm sure it's in like a bin somewhere. But yeah, and Sally Kirkland was in it. And yeah, okay.
By the way, speaking of Cher, have you seen her boyfriend, how she looks lately? Cher?
How does Cher look?
She looks amazing.
Cher looks incredible.
Fucking amazing.
Like, I'm like, take notes.
That's what I'm saying.
Take notes. How hard?
But that's what I never understood is how Hollywood, when you have more money than God, like, how do you get a bad plastic surgeon when all of your friends in your circle have great plastic surgeons or great surgeries or great... How
because
does it
no
happen?
No one is telling her no. That's the thing. Go to the comments. Yes, mama, you look great. Queen, slay forever. Yes, this is what I'm talking about. Yeah, look like fresh fudge out of the oven. Yes, come through, you old bottle of lotion. Like, that's... Yes.
Come through.
Tucked away butter in the fridge. Like... It's like, that's, and just no one telling her no. But like Cher, like, yes, there's people, you know, but also is this a thing where it's like, I'm going to look fucked up so people still talk about me.
Madonna, yes. Yeah,
and then she gets her face back to normal or like a person. And then people are like, okay, she's back. Like, she's yeah. like, I don't know why y'all were tripping. It just had to settle. You know,
it had to settle.
But I know, but I'm like, I'm sure people are going to be like, you leave her alone. You fucking, I thought you were with us. I'm like, I'm still a person and have an opinion.
She don't give a fuck. She's sitting in her mansion right now.
She's
it's
fine.
Not a problem.
Yes. You know what she does that I don't have Madonna's career
yet.
It's like no one else will have that
yet.
So sorry. I'm just saying.
I get. Where's Lourdes, by the way?
Lourdes looks amazing.
No, I mean, Lourdes is gorgeous, yeah. But what, is she in the limelight at all?
Yeah, she just got rejected from Marc Jacobs' fashion show in Paris Fashion Week. She got there late, and they don't fuck around. It happened on
What do you mean
Empire.
She got there late? She was the designer, and she got there late?
She got there late, and they were like, sorry, the show started, and they didn't let her in. And she was like, ah. People were like, do you know who her mother is? Do you know who her mother is? I'm like, yeah, the candle from Beauty and the Beast? No. No, but that's close. It's Madonna. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I love the candle from the Beauty and the Beast. It had little hands that were flames. I love that guy, but it's fucking...
Mademoiselle, monsieur. We all get out here tonight. Do not stare directly into my face.
God.
Cut to Madonna with fucking bling out.
Feel. Our face, fill our face, put some plastic in my face. Put some butter in my chin and pancake syrup in my cheeks.
I'm gonna make a whole dance of
this. Fries and gray stuff is delicious.
And then do a dress drop.
And then not get up because my femur is out of my leg. That would be me if I did it. How many of your guests have sat like this? If I did a death drop, not only would the bone come out of my leg and I'd be stuck there, but I'd also be like the end scene of Death Becomes Her where they fall down the stairs and break into a million pieces. Remember where you parked the car?
Yeah. Your fucking head is turned around backwards.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
How did you
God.
Die? Death drop.
And dust comes up when you get the grill.
How embarrassing.
I can't. Justin, I love you. Thanks for coming.
I love you too.
Hey everybody, you want more Not Cool? Then go to Instagram and subscribe to Not Cool Pod and or on my own personal page, which is Sarah Hyland Rosenstein. And to watch the full videos of the podcast, subscribe to the Comedy Store channel on YouTube. And please don't forget to rate and review and, of course, subscribe. Thanks for listening and watching, you guys. Stay not cool.